For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Hello, everybody. My name is Ray. Welcome to the Evangelical Dark Web. Today, we're going to be talking about the Southern Baptist Convention and how the liberals won the Southern Baptist Convention, specifically on the most important matter, which was the Mike Law Amendment. Southern Baptists tried to ban female pastors from their convention. Such an amendment would have deemed any church that had female pastors not in friendly cooperation, which would mean that they would functionally be disfellowshipped if the issue was raised with that particular church. It would have also caused many churches to self-disfellowship themselves, self-delete themselves out of the Southern Baptist Convention and purge a liberal purge. This was a very critical measure to saving the Southern Baptist Convention that is now 2 years delayed because it has to win two-thirds majority two consecutive years in order to become an amendment in the SBC Constitution. This amendment failed. We're going to get, talk about the story of how it failed. But first, I want to let you know, Evangelical Dark Web is a Christian news gathering and commentary ministry. We live streamed the entire Southern Baptist Convention this year and provided necessary news gathering and commentary insights to people who don't understand inside baseball for Southern Baptist, or people who just love us very much. And we appreciate all of you, and a special thanks to those who are on our Patreon-like system at evangelicaldarkweb.org/join. That's linked in the description below. We also have a free newsletter that gives you Christian news in your inbox each and every day, also linked in the description below. But the least you can do is like this video, subscribe to the channel, to the podcast if you are new. So let's talk about the Southern Baptist Convention. I wrote this article shortly after the vote results were in. Liberals thwart effort to ban female pastors at the Southern Baptist Convention. And the vote was close, and the tenor of the SBC was very anti-banning female pastors. The Southern Baptist Convention has 1,800 is the number that's commonly thrown around, female pastors in its ranks that are at least known about. So that is a lot, if you think about it. That is a lot. And when it comes to voting messengers, that can very easily have an impact on several doctrinal issues. And we saw that at SBC 24. And let's break it down. So outside the SBC, you had protesters that were supporting female pastors. They were openly supporting female pastors because they knew what this vote was about. Apparently, many Southern Baptists did not know what this vote was really about, or are just lying to the public. But these people correctly understand what the vote is about. It is about making sure that they never become a thing in the Southern Baptist Convention. Now, so that's happening outside. Inside the convention, the support was a lot more subtle. Bart Barber gave a convention address that signaled against the motion that to be followed up by Jeff York. So Bart Barber, he is covertly against the Mike Law Amendment. He even touted the idea of suspending Roberts' rules to give more time to debate the Mike Law Amendment. So he gave, he fielded that idea about a month ago. It backfired and he kind of withdrew it and it didn't become a thing this convention. Jeff Eorg, the SBC Executive Committee President, so he's basically, as far as the SBC hierarchy goes, he's one of the most powerful figures in the Southern Baptist Convention national polity. And he openly opposes the Mike Law Amendment, and he signaled against it also in his convention sermon, because they gave Bart Barber and Jeff Eorg sermons essentially to say whatever they want, and they both signaled against it. He was a little bit more explicit, and he's also taken an explicit position against banning female pastors. Moreover, the Southern Baptist Convention let a woman preach a sermonized prayer to close the afternoon session. So I just want to highlight that they've also banned a church for having female pastors. We're going to watch the prayer, by the way. FBC Alexandria was booted from the convention for having female pastors. This was a motion made on the floor, and the Credentials Committee agreed and sustained and chose that, to say that this church was not in friendly cooperation. A large majority of church messengers, 91%, voted to boot this church. So that's what happened. But at the end of the day, less than 2/3 voted to ratify the Mike Law Amendment. But we also had a woman preach at the Southern Baptist Convention. This happened before the vote for the Mike Law Amendment. And it is a 4-minute prayer that's really a sermon. This is a sermonette, and it's a very cringy sermonette. So full cringe warning about this prayer here. Roll tape.
Avinu Malkeinu, our Father and our King. The smallest, yes, yet greatest word in any language is I am. The smallest, since it represents me, yet the greatest, since it is the personal name of the eternal God, creator of heaven and earth. It is in your name, great I am, the one who is eternal, the one I call Adonai, that I pray to you today. You, Adonai, called Abraham out of the land of Ur, met him while on the road, and gave him a new name. You, great Adonai, wrestled with Abraham's grandson and gave him a new name, the name that has identified his descendants for millennia and has defined the land of their inheritance for those same millennia. Israel, a people whom you love, O great God of Abraham, a people whose homeland has been brutally attacked yet again. And now I come to agree with you, Adonai, your chosen people, the Jews, and your claimed nation, Israel, have every right to defend and affirm their right to exist and flourish. There have been persecutions and words of anti-Semitism worldwide. Sin abounds, hidden under the veils of religion, religious freedom, and freedom from religion. I know, whatever the reason, all acts of violence and all words of hate break your heart. I pray you break my heart, even as yours breaks. Let me see through your eyes, Abba. Let my heart weep for your people. I stand on the walls as a watchman and guardian of the holy city, her residence and her land. At the same time, I also pray for everyone whose lives have been impacted by this war, the war between the people of God and Hasatan, the accuser of the brethren. Israeli, Gazan, Egyptian, Iranian, Saudi Arabian, Jordanian, Iraqi, and any other family that has been impacted. I know what religious hate can birth, and I pray for peace and for comfort for all of them. And I pray that your truth will be seen. Lord, I never want to cease to pray for the peace of Jerusalem, the peace of Israel, and for your holy city. And may I never, ever forget that that peace only comes through Yeshua HaMashiach, through Jesus the Messiah, the great I am in human form.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
And may you come swiftly and in your timing. And please lift the veil from the eyes of your people so that they may see Yeshua for who he is. And so the world will learn to love you, your word, your people, and your land. And I ask that many more hearts are stirred to pray and that those hearts are filled with the longing I have for the lost and for the returns of millions, both Jew and Gentile, to you. How I long for the day you give me my new name, Lord. And how I long to hear the new names you give to all those who love and serve you. I thank you, God of everyone and everything, for hearing my prayer and moving in my heart. B'shem Yeshua HaMashiach, in the name of Jesus, our Messiah. Amen.
So that was a prayer. Supposedly the closing prayer for the afternoon session on day one, so day one, session two. And that's what Southern Baptists were subjected to at their annual convention. Now, that is more of a sermon than a prayer. And it's heretical. I mean, she doesn't believe that Christians are God's people. That's just asinine. You can't be a chosen people and go to hell. That's just, you know, plainly in Scripture. So obviously, there's a lot of theological errors that were preached to the convention in the under the guise of a prayer. And it's just, that was completely longhouse feminism. And that was some John Hagee reincarnated as a female preaching at the Southern Baptist Convention. So they have all this. They have that. While they're kicking out a church for having female pastors, but that was a female preaching. You can see that she's reading. She's looking out at the audience rather than head down, eyes closed type of thing. And the Southern Baptist Convention tolerated that. Now, that was foreshadowed. You know, no one shouted heresy, which, you know, I wouldn't expect that to happen anyway. But still, that was the mentality of the Southern Baptist Convention. The platform knew, they had to have known that a woman who wears a pagan symbol necklace, the Star of Rephaim necklace on her neck, is going to pray a prayer like that. They had to have known that, and they let that happen. They wanted that to happen. I think it might have been a discernment check on the Southern Baptist Convention. There was a lot of maneuvering going on at SBC 24. One of the things that people think is that FBC Alexandria was allowed to get kicked out so that the Mike Law Amendment would fail. The idea is that if this church is kicked out for having female pastors, we don't really need a new amendment to our Constitution. But the reason why this is a fallacy is because when people tried to get Rick Warren kicked out for hiring a female pastor to replace as his partial replacement, because no one's big enough to replace Rick Warren's, you know, white whale-sized mass and his ego. No one's big enough to replace that on their own. So he hired a husband-wife combo to do it. They did not disfellowship them because they didn't know what a pastor was. That was in 2022. So in 2023, they had the law amendment so that we would know what a pastor is. And that's why we need it, because the Credentials Committee said that we didn't know what a pastor was. So yes, we need this. Yes, the system is broken. And the fact that FBC Alexandria was in the convention 44 years after having a female pastor on staff indicates that clearly we haven't gone far enough with the enforcement of the Baptist faith and message here in the Southern Baptist Convention. So that's one theory about it that I've heard from some of the good guys. And then the vote was done by paper ballot, which allowed it to be a secret vote rather than a public vote. In 2023, it was a hand count and it passed. And there was a motion made to make it a paper ballot to redo the vote in a paper ballot form, but it failed because of lunchtime. So this happened in 2023. This mistake by the platform was not repeated in 2024. They did a paper ballot and there was an objection to doing a paper ballot and it failed. But so they did a paper ballot rather than a hand ballot and it narrowly failed. 61.45% voted in favor of banning female pastors, while 38.38% voted against banning female pastors. So over 3,185 messengers voted to support tolerating female pastors in the Southern Baptist Convention. That's a lot of people. That's a lot of people who probably show up every single year. And around 2,000 messengers did not even show up for the most consequential vote of the convention. Like, I have a theory that a bunch of people are like college students here. 9% of the messengers just show up to tell their church that they showed up and then just, you know, go on vacation, basically, and treat the rest of the trip like a vacation. But they check in, they register, so they can tell their church that they were there. That's a little bit of a conspiracy theory on my point, but 2,000 messengers, you know, didn't show up. And that was pretty consistent that at least 1,100 messengers did not participate in practically any of the ballots. So this is a massive win for the liberals in the SBC. They won. They came, they saw, they reconquered. And they got their convention back. And they cracked a whip on anyone who would want to ban female pastors systemically in the Southern Baptist Convention. This vote is a massive embarrassment for Southern Baptist, and the embarrassment will continue. And to bring further shame to the Southern Baptist Convention, the PCA is having its General Assembly at the same time. They ban women and unordained men from being given pastoral titles. So this is an amendment to BCO 7-3. The Book of Common Order is the Presbyterian constitution, at least for the PCA. And they amended it for this section, office official titles. So no one who holds office in the church ought to usurp authority therein or receive official titles of spiritual preeminence except such as are employed in the scripture. Furthermore, unordained people, this is the amendment part, shall not be referred to as or given the titles of the ordained offices of pastor / elder or deacon. Now, in the Presbyterian polity, they have a ruling. They have ruling elders and teaching elders to kind of make a distinguishing, between the main pastor that everyone sees on Sunday morning and the plurality of elders that they maintain in their polity. I actually really like Presbyterian polity, to be honest. And they approved this. The BCO amendment was first approved by the 50th General Assembly and then ratified by at least 2/3. This was approved by a voice vote at the assembly this week. So earlier this year, the PCA invited, then disinvited, David French to speak at their General Assembly. The winning continues for the PCA. So congratulations, Presbyterians. You all are winners. As for Southern Baptist, it's time to start dooming again. That's kind of where we're at. But we're going to talk to more Southern Baptists and do more coverage of the aftermath of SBC. So you definitely want to stick around and subscribe if you are new. Have a blessed day. Christ is King. And stay based. And we will catch you on the next one.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with autopay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save.
$20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.